Okay, Lauren, it is 9:51, and have you heard the warnings about stink bugs? There are early estimates that this could be a big, big fall with huge populations of stink bugs in the months to come. Well, those in Montgomery and Frederick counties have already reported seeing them, and others will soon. Joining us live is WTOP's garden editor, Mike McGrath. He's our Friday yard warrior. All right, Mike, how bad could this be?
Well, the experts are saying it's going to be like 2010, which is the year that we all learned what stink bugs look like every day of our lives from the fall through the spring as they ate our Cheerios with us every morning. So,
now you luckily have bigger portions than us.
Yeah, luckily we've learned a lot about these pests in the intervening years, and there is this great independent guy, Jody Williams. He's just a New Jersey kind of house doctor who figured out a lot of ways to trap these bugs, and he's improved on his trapping techniques every year, and I literally just got off the phone with him to get an update. You guys will probably remember the original stink bug trap is just two big pieces of cardboard. You put some spacers inside to create big hollow areas. You hang it on the outside of your house, and the stink bugs will go in there thinking they're getting into your house. Mm-hmm. And just that early primitive design, you can capture hundreds of stink bugs a day inside. And the nice thing, because they're hibernating, they're not going to come out of the trap. You have a lot of time to take it down and shake them out like once a week and then, you know, taunt them and do what you will with them.
Is there an update to the trap making at this point?
Yes. We now know that they're really attracted to heat even more than we originally thought. We always told people to hang these traps on the south side of their house because that's the warmest side. But it turns out the stink bugs are also attracted to heat coming out of a house, heat loss. So how simple is this? You open up a window so warm air from your house goes outside a little bit. You hang the trap over this, it'll double the number of stink bugs you catch. Everything being passive, everything just using the energy of your house and your own wits to trap these nasty things.
Good stuff. We'll put it to use. Unfortunately, it looks like we're going to do it every year from this point forward. Our garden editor, Mike McGrath.